Some years ago, I was listening to another minister who was telling us about a holiday he and his wife had in Wales. And they looked up at the hillside and they saw a man with a lot of figures round about him. And he found out that the man was a shepherd, and the lot of little figures included four dogs, four sheepdogs, and a lot of sheep. And the shepherd was bringing the sheep into shelter. And the minister wondered why he was doing it, because it was a fine day, so why not let the sheep stay out, enjoy the fine weather, and eat the grass? Well, next day he found out why, because it began to rain, and it rained solidly for 2 days. So that shepherd obviously knew his weather, and also he cared for the sheep by bringing them into shelter. And of course the sheep, they trusted the shepherd and they listened to his voice and they followed him. Now, Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd." And Jesus asks us to listen to his voice. I've been in Enfield now for 8 years, and one of the things I find is when I phone folk up, I don't need to say who I am because they recognise my voice. And we recognise the voices of a lot of people, don't we? We recognise the voices of our parents, children, and teachers, and friends. And when we hear those voices, we often listen to them. Well, hopefully we always listen to them, because we know they're people who know us and care for us and want good for us. Now, Jesus says he is a good shepherd, and we can think of him rather like that shepherd in Wales who brought his sheep in so that they could escape from that terrible weather and 2 days of rain. The shepherd cared for his sheep, and the sheep listened to his voice, and they followed him. And so we should listen to the voice of Jesus, who is our good shepherd. Tom, can you put the letter M on the screen, please? Thank you very much. About 200 years ago, if someone robbed a house, or if they stole 2 cows, well, they'd be put to death. And if they weren't hanged, they'd be deported. And that is, they'd be sent to one of the British colonies, which were called convict colonies. And when these colonies refused to accept our prisoners, they were then put into prison. And what happened was, the palm of one of their hands was branded with the letter M. Now, can anyone tell me what that letter M stands for? You've done something wrong, You've got your palm branded with the letter M. What do you think the letter M stands for? Any of the children and young people like to guess? Or perhaps you know. Any ideas? Well, we're very fortunate to have all these grown-ups with us, aren't we, this morning? Because I'm sure one of them will know. What do you think the letter M stands for? Debbie, you're being very brave. Murder. No, but that's a good guess. Mary, no, no. Miscreant, that's a good guess, but no, it isn't. But Stephen's got it. Oh, sorry, Don. Don's got it, yes. Malefactor. So can you put malefactor on the screen? Yes. Thank you. So, anyone know the meaning of the word malefactor? You can probably guess that. If you're called a malefactor, someone wouldn't be complimenting you, would they? A malefactor is... criminal, that's right, yeah. A malefactor is a criminal. He's someone who does something seriously wrong. Well, I think we should be thankful today that someone who steals two cows isn't hanged or deported or put into prison and has the palm of one of their hands branded with the letter M. But some people, they do wear letters, don't they? Or they certainly used to. Maybe it's not quite as fashionable as it used to be, but girls and women used to wear necklaces with letters on. And so if you saw the letter S, you would know that very likely that that girl or woman was named Sandra or Sheila or Susan. They had a name beginning with a letter S. Anyone got a necklace like that? Yes. Oh, you still have. Right. Yes. So, yeah. Right. Now, Christians don't go around with necklaces with the letter C on, do they? C standing for Christ and follower of Christ. But of course, clergy like myself wear a clerical collar. And if you're a member of the Boys' Brigade, you'll wear a uniform. And likewise, people in the Rainbows, Brownies, Guides and Rangers, you all wear uniforms. And some Christians today, they perhaps wear a cross as a lapel badge, showing that they're Christians, they're followers of Christ. But an even more important way of showing that we are followers of Christ is by the kind of lives that we lead. And that's by caring for other people and doing acts of kindness. Well, thank you for your help with that talk.